Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. And we do need to talk about that because there are a lot of toxic chemicals out in the world. But the good news is that we as consumers can make wise choices to eliminate many of those toxic exposures. We can remove toxic chemicals from our bodies so they don't build up and make us sick. And yes, we do have what's called a body burden of toxic chemicals in our bodies. And every day, Monday through Friday at noon Eastern time, we talk about how we can live in a less toxic way. Today, we're going to talk about how to detox your hair. Yes, how to detox your hair. If you're having a bad hair day, and some people have a bad hair day every day, if you have a bad hair day, then you're going to want to listen to this because this is some new information you probably haven't ever heard before about toxic chemicals in hair products and what they can do to your hair. So we're just going to get started right now with my guest, Ellen Eves. She's the social media director from Morocco Method. And Morocco Method makes all natural, raw, vegan hair care products that are designed to both detoxify and nourish your hair. Hi, Ellen. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing quite well.
Good. So, I'll just tell you that Ellen sent me some Morocco Method products, and I've been using them for about a month. No, longer than that. I used them for about 30 days. And then she was on vacation. I ran out and I got, and then when she came back, she got some more. And I wanted, she's going to tell you about why these are special products. But first I want to tell you my experience with them. They're very different from any hair care products you've ever heard of before. And, they don't lather. And they're made out of all natural, as I said, raw vegan ingredients. And so it looks like a little paste when you put it in your hand. You mix it with water and you put it on your hair and you just kind of massage your scalp. And then on the first day that you use it, your hair looks awful. And what's going on? And that's not just my experience. I mean, this is just the process. What's going on is that your hair is starting to detox. That what happens with, I should probably let Ellen tell you this story, but I just want to say that I got at the end, I'm not even sure that I'm really at the end, but here's the difference. Prior to using these products, I have very thin, fine hair, and it's been that way my whole life. It would never stay in place, and I could never do anything with it. But when I started using these products, the Morocco products, I got to a point where my hair started staying in place. Like, I could brush my hair, and I could put it somewhere, and it would stay. And one day, I noticed that my hair had a sheen to it. It glowed in the light. And it wasn't because I put something on my hair. My hair just had a sheen to it. It was like this soft luster. And I see this big change. But what happened was that there were a couple of days in interspersed there where I just used my regular shampoo, my regular organic shampoo, and my hair just totally fell flat. And then I would next day go back to the Morocco Method, and I'd have that same body to it that I never had from anything else. And in fact, yesterday I just thought, well, I'm just going to try this again and use that old organic shampoo. And still my hair fell flat. And today it looks beautiful again. So, there really is something to this, and Ellen's going to tell you all about it. So Ellen, start out by, before you talk about the products themselves and what they do and how to do it, just tell our listening audience how these products came to be developed.
Absolutely. So basically, this has been Anthony Morocco's brainchild for over 40 years. He's carefully studied and practiced this holistic hair care. His quest originally started, he was working at Kenneth's, which is a very posh salon in New York. It was kind of the where to go. He worked with clients like Jackie O. He worked with Mia Farrow, Lauren Bacall, Joan Rivers, Faye Dunaway. you know, as well as numerous other celebrities. And for years, he just watched these rich and famous walk into Kenneth's with these hair care problems and left with the same problems, only to be covered up with perms and styles and blow-drying, you know, gels, mousses, chemicals. But they were really leaving with the same problems that they were coming in with. The problems were just kind of being covered. So he kind of realized that regardless of the money being spent on traditional hair care, these problems just weren't going away. And these are problems with the scalp, problems with the hair as an actual thing as opposed to a style. So this really inspired him to create this new system of hair and scalp treatment that would have really successful long-term results as opposed to just coming in, getting a style, and covering up the problems. He really wanted to solve them. So he traveled for more than four decades researching and experimenting. He studied Chinese herbalism, acupuncture under Bruce Lee's master. He studied pretty much all over the world to learn about a new way to make a positive change for a healthy, more vibrant hair naturally. So what he has really done is he's created a system that really is like nothing else. Morocco Method products contain only the finest naturally derived minerals, botanicals, and they're harvested from all around the world. We also harvest them in order to get the maximum potency. We also have used old world farmers who understood that planting and harvesting and as well as storing foods according to the lunar cycle really maximizes the potency. So all our products are created around this 13, this lunar cycle basically. And we also have, Anthony has also created this lunar chart for haircutting, which is, goes even a step farther and it indicates different days that might help you with a particular goal and where you want to be by cutting on that specific day. But I did want to mention about detox. So it does sound crazy that we detox our hair like we detox our body. But in fact, buildup from chemical products are constantly clogging the pores of the scalp and the shafts of the hair, and they have to be removed before you can really start on a healthy hair journey. The same as with your body with any detox that you're going to go through. So as your hair begins to let go of these plastics and cones and chemicals, this is the change. So this is what Deborah was talking about when she noticed, oh, no, my hair doesn't look as great as it has. This is actually your hair letting go of these chemicals and learning to regulate its own oil production.
Okay, so a big part of... I just want to interrupt you for a minute. We have plenty of time. Let's have a conversation. excuse me. I also wanted to mention that I'd noticed that my hair was kind of thinning in the front, which of course nobody, no women, no men either, they don't want to have this happen. But as I was using these products, I noticed that suddenly I had this new growth of little hairs right in the area where it had been thinning. And so I just want to emphasize this part that Ellen is saying about how the pores get clogged and the hair follicles get clogged, and then the nutrients don't get to your hair, and this is what all these chemical hair care products do. And there's a certain type of shampoo called a clarifying shampoo, and somebody had suggested that I use a natural organic clarifying shampoo to get stuff out of my hair. Now, I had only been using organic products for many years because you can buy organic shampoo in any natural food store or online made out of organic ingredients, but there's still the same sort of ingredients that are in regular shampoos except they're
exactly
natural. And what we're talking about here with the Morocco Method is a completely different kind of product. That it's not just another organic shampoo. It has a completely different function. And so I used organic shampoo, and then I used this organic clarifying shampoo. And it really didn't do anything dramatic for me. But when I started using the Morocco Method products, there was a very clear difference in my hair. And I had to go through the process. And then there was one day where I noticed, oh, my hair looks beautiful and it's soft. And it was just like all of a sudden like that. We need to take a break, Ellen, but we'll come back very soon and hear more about Morocco Method products.
Great.
I'm Deborah Lindyatt. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio.
listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and today we're talking about detoxing your hair so there'll be no more bad hair days. My guest today is Ellen Eves, social media director from Morocco Method. Ellen, tell us about some of the toxic chemicals that are used in hair care products and how they damage your hair.
Well, there's lots of different things. There's also just environmental issues. But there's the main issue happens to be really with the scalp, that a lot of people kind of neglect the scalp just because they think of their hair. And, you know, a lot of people kind of have the misconception that your hair is just dead. But Anthony really comes from the perspective that your hair is alive and you should be feeding it this raw nutrition just like you would with your body. There's a lot of different chemicals. One common chemical that I would like to touch on, because it's used in so many of these organic and quote-unquote natural shampoos, and I think we even, Deborah, had an experience with it, is some of these different cocamides and these sulfated coconut products, quote-unquote. But in fact, these products are completely, they're made in a lab, and they're completely chemical. And then what they do is they affect the way that your scalp produces sebaceous oil, which is the oil that keeps your hair happy. It keeps your scalp happy. It keeps you producing good, healthy hair. And what happens is with these chemicals, a lot of times they'll dry up your scalp. They'll strip your scalp of all the oils that it needs, that it naturally produces. And when it does that, your hair can, you know, a lot of people experience an oily scalp but dry hair, and this is a very common side effect of chemicals that they use in common shampoos, different sulfates and things like that. What's happening is they're stripping all the oil from your hair, and so then your hair looks great for maybe 24 hours, but then your scalp basically goes into overdrive and overproduces all this oil because it's been so stripped. And then you're looking at, you know, you're showering every single day to make sure that your scalp doesn't look oily. That's a pretty common occurrence, especially with chemical shampoos.
And of course, then you're buying much, much more shampoo than you actually need. And that's a profit center for that company. And I'm not against people making money.
Absolutely.
But I think people wouldn't be surprised to hear me say that oftentimes we can just see many examples of companies making products that require consumers to buy more or have repeat purchases because that makes sense economically for them. But it doesn't necessarily make sense for our health or the environment or our hair or anything. That I am a firm believer that what we should be doing is looking at the natural process that our bodies go through or the environment goes through, and then see what it is that's needed in order to work with that natural process and allow our hair to look as it would look naturally instead of in what I would call industrial hair. What you're saying reminds me of how when they make processed food, that they take out all the nutrients and then they put back in industrial nutrients.
Exactly.
And so they advertise, you know, that there's all these vitamins and minerals in this white bread, but there was more vitamins and minerals in the wheat bread before they took them all out, you know, and our hair has the ability to look great on its own if we're not stripping it. I remember many years ago, I washed my skin with coconut oil-based soap, and it so dried my skin out. And we can't see our scalp because it's under the hair, but if we're using coconut-based products, they're doing the same thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, natural coconut oil, of course, is going to be good for your hair, but it's cocamide MEA and DEA. These are two of the products that they contain these high levels, and they can be really bad for you. I believe it was the Center for Environmental Health. There's actually even a current lawsuit going on because these shampoos, such as like Palmolive, I know Paul Mitchell was one of them. There's many of them if you were to check it out, and they're selling these products and they're mislabeling them as natural because they're saying that they're these coconut-based products. And They're actually really not, because they're these cocamides that are made in factories and made in labs. And this is one of the classic ways that a lot of companies now are, you know, quote-unquote greenwashing people and convincing them that they're buying natural when, in fact, they're buying the same chemicals just with a different name.
That's exactly right. And I just want to confirm that Ellen isn't just saying this because she works for a natural a company that uses all natural ingredients that are really natural, I mean, in their natural state. This is common. When I first started doing my consumer advocacy work more than 30 years ago, I looked at those labels and I said, oh, this is made from coconut, so it must be okay. And it must be natural. But what I learned was, when I started studying what those ingredients are, I learned that, yeah, sure, it might start as coconut oil, but then it goes through just the same kind of industrial process as if you were starting with petroleum. And they, in fact, add a lot of petroleum ingredients in, as part of the process. And so if you have something like a cocamide, it's not natural. And that people for a long time didn't even look at this, but they're looking at it now. And if you want something that's natural, it needs to be made from natural whole ingredients as they exist in nature. And anything else is an industrial product. It doesn't matter if it starts as petroleum or coconut oil or beets. It's still an industrial product if it goes through that industrial process. And
that's exactly right. I mean, as Morocco Method, as you mentioned, that we are a raw company, and this really means that we don't pasteurize, we don't sterilize with harsh chemicals, with heat. These are whole, just as you said, whole ingredients. You know, we're talking about whole leaves. We're talking about real marine proteins, as opposed to things that have been genetically altered in a lab in order to look natural.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Well, we need to come up on another break now, very soon, and you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Ellen Eves, Social Media Director from Morocco Method, and when we come back, we're going to hear all about the Morocco Method products and how they work and what to do with them. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and today we're talking about hair, how to have more beautiful natural hair, with my guest Ellen Eves, Social Media Director for Morocco Method. And you can go to their, actually I've had Morocco Method on my list of recommended websites, debraslist.com, for many years, and I chose them because of their purity of ingredients, and I didn't know until recently all these other things that we're talking about today, about how much it can help your hair. But Ellen, they could also just go straight to MoroccoMethod.com?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, good. So tell us about the products.
Okay, so we really come from a five-step method, really. The Morocco Method is five steps. Step number one is shampooing and going natural and stopping your chemical abuse. This is the most important part, like we were talking about. This comes with the detox. And we do have a product that really does help with detox, and that's our Zen Detox Hair and Scalp Therapy. And what that does, it's a clay mask, and you basically mix it with water and you put it on your head, and it starts to really pull out those impurities, those heavy metals, those toxins. And like Deborah mentioned earlier, these are from your quote-unquote natural shampoo or your commercial shampoo, really. But they can also be from the environment, so we still recommend detoxing, even if you're fully on Morocco Method, you know, once every season or so, just to make sure that you're really pulling everything out. Step number two comes with conditioning. So step number one is really focused on the scalp, whereas step number two is focused on the hair. So the hair is very often a porous thing. So we really have to give it that condition and that extra oil. So that comes along with step three, which is brushing and massaging. So our scalp creates has these pores with all the sebaceous oil inside of it. And as these sebaceous oils come out of the scalp, they need to be brushed down to the ends of the hair, which is really what needs that good oil. So we recommend a boar bristle brush and massaging and brushing every day. Massaging is more about the scalp and really you know, getting it invigorated and excited, getting the blood flowing through there so that your hair is more excited about growing, let's put it that way. And then we have step four.
Well, yes, I think it does need that. You know, people go and get massages, but they don't always get their scalp massaged. And I always like it. Like when I go to a salon, they really massage your scalp while you're getting your shampoo. But we don't do that at home. We don't do that at home. And now I do. I know when I'm putting the shampoo, I don't even want to call it shampoo because it doesn't, it's not like a shampoo out of a bottle, but when I'm using it, I really massage my scalp every morning.
Mm-hmm. And that's a very important part of it. We do offer a scalp massager that Anthony has created that's natural rubber, but massaging your scalp is really important because you need to get the blood flowing. It's the same as, you know, if you sit at a desk all day, you got to make sure you're moving around and keeping your blood flowing. So then step four is going to be styling and henna hair coloring. We do offer hair coloring using henna. We have a variety of types. And something I did want to touch on as well is that most people think that henna means red, and that's just not actually true. We use different parts of the henna leaf, the henna bark, the henna root. We also add things like cinnamon or marigold flower to give you exactly the variation of brown, blonde, red, or black that you're really looking for. And this is a great way of continuing to color, especially, you know, especially as a couple grays are starting to pop out and you maybe don't want everyone to see them. This is a great way to naturally color your hair. Along with this, in step four, is cutting. And something that a lot of people, common misconception is you think, oh, I want to grow my hair long, so I just won't ever cut it. But this, actually, you do need to cut your hair in order to grow it, because basically it'll start splitting from the bottom, and as it splits up, 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 and up, you're going to have even more damage and more splitting, and you're never going to get that really healthy, thick hair that you want. And then step five is more of a, it's kind of for our advanced members, you could say. After you've been on Morocco Method for a while, if you're really looking for hair rejuvenation, if you're looking for growth in particular, we do have a variety of different elixirs is what we call them, and they're just, they're the finest oils and the finest minerals and herbs that you can basically find from around the world put into these little bottles that you can massage into your hair and scalp. And we have seen a lot of success on people, just like what you were saying, Deborah, after using the shampoo, with seeing those little baby hairs start to pop up when you thought you were thinning.
Yeah, it was really amazing when I looked in the mirror and I thought, oh, there's all these little hairs, just right, this soft little line of hairs, just right around the edge of my forehead. And it was just quite encouraging because I could tell that, what I was about to say was I could tell that my hair and scalp have turned into an ecosystem. And I'm not quite sure that's right, but, the right analogy, but I'm feeling like that instead of just shampooing and just kind of letting my hair do whatever it's doing, I feel like I'm actually paying attention and interacting with my hair as a natural thing.
Absolutely. I mean, you're feeding it live nutrition, and that's the whole thing. That's the right. whole idea that we come from, is that you're feeding it in the same way. You know, these raw ingredients, they supply living nourishment to your hair in the same way that raw, fresh foods are going to provide wholesome nourishment within your body. So it is very similar, and it's funny that you compared it to an ecosystem, because we very much come from the idea that your scalp is like soil and your hair is like a plant, and you're never going to be able to grow a healthy plant out of terrible soil. So you have to start with the detox and start with the soil and start with the scalp, and then from there, you know, you have to trim the dead off, that kind of thing. So it's interesting. I find it funny that you said that, because that is very much the idea that we're coming from as well.
Well, I must have picked it up because I just got that so clearly. And I think that I know enough about nature to know that there's a pattern to everything and that everything has their optimum way of existing. And that if
Absolutely.
You can find out, like if you're growing tomatoes, if you can find out what tomato plants like, and then do that, then you're going to have a great crop of tomatoes.
Exactly.
But
But each plant is different, and each scalp is different. Each body is different. And so you have more than one type of shampoo, and you only have just that one Zen treatment, but you have several different shampoos for different hair types. And let's talk about that some more after the next break. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and we're having a very interesting discussion about how to detox your hair and the difference between what you find on the shelf in hair care products and what's really natural about caring for your hair. We'll be right back just after this. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Ellen Eves, Social Media Director for Morocco Method, and we're learning all about their all-natural, raw, vegan hair care products designed to both detoxify and nourish your hair. Ellen, tell us more about the process. Like, how would somebody start out? What would they order when they go to your site? And I know that there's three different shampoos, I think, or maybe more. How do you tell which one to get? Because I know that you sent me samples of different ones, and that some of them were much better for my hair than others. And I finally settled on the one that seemed to be right for my hair and used that over and over again. So tell the listeners more about the process.
Absolutely. So we have five shampoos and six different conditioners. And what we actually recommend is we recommend rotating all five. Sometimes, especially when you start in detox, sometimes it can be more difficult, and one shampoo is definitely going to be better for you than another. But as you continue your process as well, Deborah, I hope that you'll retry some of the shampoos that maybe weren't the best for your hair at the time. We recommend rotating all five just because that way you're getting really the nutrients from each individual shampoo, and it's really giving your scalp exactly what it needs. Another reason that we recommend rotating all five is because this way your scalp and your hair don't get used to the product. Our scalp and our hair, like the rest of our body, if you just keep putting the same thing in it all the time, it's going to start to get used to it. And we almost have to trick ourselves into continuing to feed your hair exactly what it needs without it giving you any reluctance. So what we recommend to start with is actually in the packages section. It's called the Healthy Hair Starter Package. And what this includes is it includes 2-ounce samples of all five of our shampoos and all six of our conditioners, and then also comes with a scalp massager. So with our shampoos, each of our shampoos is based on an element. It's air, ether, water, fire, and earth. And then basically we rotate all five of those. And then with our conditioners, we have 2 rinse-out conditioners, which are just like any conditioner you'd use in the shower. And then we also have 2 spray conditioners. These are great, especially for detox. With people that are dealing with a more oily hair type during their detox, we recommend just using these spray conditioners. And then we also have our Euro oil, which is an oil that you can use for deep conditioning. Some people like to use it for styling. There's a lot of really good uses for this oil. And then lastly, the Zen Detox Hair and Scalp Therapy, which I mentioned before, is a great mask for detoxing your hair and scalp.
One thing that I would just give as a tip from having used these products is that I had an idea of how much to use from how much shampoo I used to put in my hand. And I really found that using a smaller amount worked better than using a large amount because it was sometimes hard to rinse it all out. If I used a lot, I'd have to rinse and rinse and rinse. But just using a smaller amount, I found the right balance for myself. And I think that that's part of the process here. Can you talk about, does the type of water that you use make any difference? Like hard water or soft water?
We do recommend getting some kind of a filter. I'm not sure I could even really speak to hard water versus soft water, but we do sell a shower filter on our website, and we do recommend getting a filter because it will help to get rid of some of those impurities before they get put into your scalp. One thing to mention too, just about shampooing, because I know we worked together for a while finding exactly the right way, what was best for you. And mm-hmm. you brought up a really important point, which is listening to your hair. A lot of people, you know, they have a lot of questions on exactly how to use it, but a big part of it is finding out for yourself. Like you said, every yes. tomato plant is going to be different. Everyone's scalp is going to be different. And because of, you know, the different things we put in our hair and the different places that we live, we're all going to have different kinds of toxins in our bodies and in our hair. So one thing that that you brought up before that I want to bring up again is diluting the shampoo. Not only is this a great way to save some money on your shampoo, but what we actually suggest is taking a smaller bottle and mixing about 50% shampoo and 50% water, and then just pouring that mixture all over your head and really massaging it into your scalp. Because as Deborah mentioned, these shampoos, they don't foam. So getting them through your hair and your scalp can sometimes seem like a bit of a struggle,
yes,
and this is one way
I would
help.
Totally agree with that. I don't mix it in a separate bottle, but I take a little bit, like about the size of a dime, and I put it in my hand, and then I fill up my hand, cut my hand, and put water in it, and I mix it up, and then I put that on my hair, and it makes it a lot easier to get all the nutrients through the hair, and it makes it a lot easier to rinse it out. If you just take that paste and put it in your hair, it's much more difficult. But I really like what you're saying about listening to your hair, because I find that what makes natural methods effective is to get to know yourself and
exactly.
to get to know your own body and to get to know the nature of the natural materials and what they can do and how your body responds to them. And that's much more self-awareness, which I think is always good. And I also found that in considering the environment, that, you know, we live in this world where everything is cookie cutter, exactly the same. And that's what the industrial world is about. Yet the world of nature, which we are all born of, we're all natural beings, the world of nature, everything is different. Everything is unique from place to place to body to body. And that when you embark on a program like this, you're really like going into a journey and an adventure of restoring your hair to its natural state. But it's your hair. It's not the model's hair. It's
exactly.
not the lab rat's hair. You know, it's your hair. It's your hair. And it will come back to its natural beauty given a chance.
And we've seen that. We really have. We have more testimonials than I can count on people who, you know, maybe they had great hair when they were a kid, or maybe they never had that amazing hair that they always wanted. And through Morocco Method and through their ability to listen to their hair and really listen to their body, and allow for this journey, which is exactly kind of what you were saying, this healthy hair journey, allowing for that has really helped quite a few people to regain their hair and I think self-confidence as well.
Well, you know, one thing I forgot to tell you, Ellen, is that my hair has started to curl. And if I were to show you a picture of me as a child, I had like Shirley Temple curly hair. That's my natural state, is to have curly hair. And over the years, it's gotten straight, and now it's starting to curl. After I take a shower and I wash my hair, I kind of just puff it up with my fingers, and it curls. And that, I haven't seen that in decades.
There you go. There's a perfect example. We actually even have a girl in the office who went through something similar. Her hair was always very, very curly, and then just through the use of chemicals and products and things like that, it kind of had started to become this in-between straight and curly. And now through the use of Morocco Method, she's also been able to kind of restore the hair that she had when she was a kid. And I think that that's a huge thing, and especially to be able to do that naturally and without chemicals, is pretty cool.
Well, chemicals nourish nothing.
Exactly.
You know, they really are not nutrients And although some people like to pretend that they are, but they aren't. And if you want something, we all have living bodies. And if we want them to be alive and vibrant, we need to take other living things and use them to nourish our bodies, whether we're eating them or putting them on our skin or putting them on our hair or whatever. We just have a few minutes left. Is there anything that we haven't covered that you want to say?
I don't think so. I do want to say, though, I do want to just ask the essential question that basically our company, that Morocco Method, was founded on. I do want to just pose it to the audience. You know, why compromise your health and the health of your scalp and your hair with chemical products when you can achieve radiant beauty with safe, all-natural hair care?
Excellent question. Well, I certainly I appreciate your contacting me and letting me try the products, because it certainly changed how I think about hair and how I think about hair products and the way I evaluate them, because my hair certainly is different, and I certainly can see that what I'm doing is supporting my hair instead of just washing it and stripping it and all those kinds of things. So thank you so much, Ellen, for
exactly.
being with me.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio, and if you enjoyed this show, please tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody you work with. What we want to do here is we want everybody on the planet to live toxic free, so that we can just walk into any store and know that the products on the shelves are safe, that we can protect our own bodies and the health of our loved ones. And you can listen to this show again. Everything is recorded, so you can go back and listen to yesterday's show and the day before in the archives. Lots of information. So we are going to be creating a toxic-free world. I'm Deborah Lindad. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio.